The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We want to know who is still out there and how they plan to get them home. The American people want the truth.
My mind's going blank now.
President Biden had no plan. He had a reactionary evacuation that failed the American people and has left a disastrous amount of equipment in the hands of our enemies. That's going to hurt us for years to come.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
How desperate are the Democrats? Well, they made Liz Cheney the vice chairwoman of the January 6th panel. the staunch opponent of President Trump, Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, she will be deputized this week on the Democrat-led panel that says it will aggressively probe the roles played by Trump and his allies in inciting the infamous attack. Wow. We got Biden's approval is tanking. The Democrats are faced with horrific jobs numbers, major jobs disappointment. America's jobs recovery hit a huge roadblock today. The August numbers are released. Only 235,000 jobs were added back to the economy. Predictions had it around 728,000. So nearly a year and a half into the recovery, the U.S. economy remains about 5.5 million jobs short of where it was before the pandemic locked this country down. The country's got to completely open up. We've got to get back. We've got to learn to live with this virus. You can't let the supposed, you know, rising cases end the country. There's different ways to beat a virus, and there's a way to beat a virus. You're not going to eradicate it. Even New Zealand learned that. Australia figured that out the hard way. You can't look at, say, there's one case, we're going to shut the whole country down. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. It's a virus. And yet people are so fanatical, they say things like, it's going to kill you. You're going to die. You're going to die. And yet there are real life and death battles happening in our country every day. A veteran Connecticut state trooper was killed yesterday morning when his cruiser was swept away amid heavy flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. This was just a terrible, terrible weather event that really pounded the Northeast with flooding, heavy winds. The trooper was a sergeant with 26 years of service in the department. He was working a midnight shift at 3:30 in the morning. He radioed that he was in trouble. They found his body the next morning. 40 deaths. And yet, what are we melting down about? The Delta variant. The beast, melting down over the Texas abortion law. According to Axios, Biden relishes the fight. He wants the abortion fight. He's eager for a fight over abortion. Of course, the right to life is a fundamental reason Donald Trump was elected president in 2016. For many of us, you didn't have to go any farther than the life issue. and realized that one presidential candidate was pro-life, Donald Trump. One was pro-abortion, Hillary Clinton. And we pushed the button for Donald Trump. Well, that vote is now coming to fruition. That the fruits of the labor of that vote are now being realized, with the Supreme Court upholding by a vote of 5-4 the Texas anti-abortion law. ABC News did a report on, and it was almost as if they were complaining about it. They cited a doctor who said that his abortion business was way down. Listen to this from abcnews.com. Headline, Texas abortion providers say they've been forced to turn away patients under the new law. Doctors and advocates report a steep decline in abortions across Texas, says ABC News. A day after the nation's most restrictive anti-abortion law went into effect, doctors and advocates reported a steep decline in abortions across Texas. Houston provider Dr. Bhavik Kumar said he normally performs between 20 to 30 abortions a day. Kumar, who works out of Planned Parenthood, funny, I thought the smart kids said Planned Parenthood didn't perform abortions. Kumar, who works out of Planned Parenthood, said he's only seen 6 patients a day, and he was forced to turn half of them away. Just yesterday, he said, I saw somebody who thought she was earlier in the pregnancy, but once she got here and had her ultrasound, found out she was much further along. She was crying, and we began to explore options and think through the logistics or if she would be able to go out of state for the care that she needed. Yeah, the care. The abortion, that is. That old gag, pretending that aborting a baby is health care. So, you know, what do you think? I mean, Axios characterizes this as a winning political battle for Biden and the Democrats. Maybe they haven't seen the polling. A whole bunch of Americans are tired of abortion on demand, are worried and heartsick over the millions of lives lost. And again, while ABC sees this as a terrible thing, that an abortion doctor like Dr. Bhavik Kumar, who normally performs 20 to 30 abortions a day, has only seen 6 patients all week and was forced to turn half of those away, while ABC sees that apparently as a tragedy, a lot of us see it as a heartwarming chance for lives, for babies, for human beings to survive. 1-800-655-MIKE. Is this a winning political tool for the Democrats? I mean, for me, this transcends politics. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I want you to have the right to life. I want you to live. I want your baby to live. I don't want to see millions of babies aborted. I just don't. What do you make of it? 1-800-655-MIKE. We're the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your voice, your call, your perspective coming up. Let's get your take on this abortion battle that is ramping up with the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling, and other states are going to follow suit. I see South Carolina is raring and itching and ready to go. South Dakota, I believe Florida. Are other states going to follow suit and do what Texas has done? Do you think that, and again, the way Axios portrays it, Biden is eager for a fight. He sees this issue as politically advantageous. And the Supreme Court, according to Axios, appears to be barreling ahead in giving red states significantly more power to restrict women's access to abortions. Let's get your take on all of it. 1-800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. security. But I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Hey, Mike, with this officer losing his life due to his vehicle being swept away in the rain, I'm thinking that maybe we ought not let Americans out in any localities that have any threat of any rain. We need to save lives and shut that down. Just, you know, out of an abundance of caution.
I believe that's called sarcasm.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Joe from Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for all that you do for your listeners in America. Hey, Mike, I don't know what Catholic Church Joe Biden belongs to, but the Catholic Church I'm a member of teaches very clearly that abortion is wrong. Abortion is a grievous sin.
Circle back. Jen was asked about that yesterday by a male reporter.
Following up on the sexist law, why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Ooh, circle back, Jen, getting a little snippy. You've never had to make that choice. You're a man. You don't get to be involved in that decision. Now, if you're going to bring the baby to term, you get to say, my wife and I are pregnant. We're having a baby. But if she wants to have an abortion, it's all her. It's her body, her choice. Right, circle back? Except, of course, when it comes to mandatory vaccines, then it's, we'll tell you what you're going to do. Then we're going to tell you what kind of treatment you're allowed to have. It's our voice. It doesn't matter what your body is. You don't get to make those decisions for yourself. Hard to keep up with the left's logic. Here's the Axios reality check on this abortion battle. Reality check on the actual issue of abortion. Democrats are losing. They're unlikely to stop this trajectory, no matter how well they do in the midterms. Well, because of the Supreme Court. For many of us, the Supreme Court was everything in 2016. And President Trump fulfilled that promise. And now we're seeing lives saved. Robert, you're first up on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Robert.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
I believe that this ruling paves the way for any state to pass this law. Or does it now become law of the land? Simply can't do it.
It paves the way for other states. You're right in the first go-round, and there are a number of states now that are looking at this very closely and considering ways to craft legislation that will model, that will be a model of the Texas legislation and do the same thing, which is good news, very good news. Larry, you're up. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your call. Happy Friday.
Yeah, I have a different twist on this abortion thing. I am strictly against abortion. I think life starts at conception. But with the laws we have for very good parents to adopt nowadays, you almost they almost criminalize you for coming in, you know, to try to get an adoption because they come in, check your houses, check finances, check everything else. Why don't we work on something like giving this woman, you know, we have federal aid and everything else going. Why don't we get these unborn children to loving homes
sure.
that need to be and do away with adoption, period?
Sure. Well, there needs to be more of an effort to place children and to give it. And we should continue to have a focus on the sanctity and the quality of life. And as I said, I mean, this is breaking. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he might support a law that bans abortion after the heartbeat can be detected, which is much like the Texas law. And a number of other states are looking at this. So that's good news. Speaking of Governor Ron DeSantis, I'm going to be on stage with him, along with Larry Elder and, Alfredo Ortiz. It's going to be a big night, big day. The Job Creators Network Bring Small Businesses Back tour. It's just a terrific panel discussion featuring a guy who many Americans think has been a tremendous leader for the last couple of years, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It's going to take place at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay Thursday evening, September 23rd. Get your tickets at theanswertampa.com. TheAnswerTampa.com. Tickets are going fast. We're going to have a VIP reception. Main event at 7 p.m. The Job Creators Network presenting Bring Small Businesses Back Tour with Gallagher and Elder and Governor DeSantis. Again, September 23rd. For tickets, go to TheAnswerTampa.com.
Mike Gallagher Show.
Everybody in our military has been humiliated. Our country has been humiliated by the way they got out. The withdrawal was a disaster. They told us to get out. They gave us a date, and that was it. That withdrawal was an absolute humiliation of the United States of America, and the admirals and generals are right. And more than that should resign.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
That's the guy who millions of us voted for in 2016. And 2020. That's the guy that led to a Supreme Court that ruled 5-4 to uphold Texas's right to restrict abortion on demand. That's the guy that has upended the apple cart. And now Biden apparently wants this abortion fight. Portions of our show are brought to you by SalemNow.com. Here's a fun sci-fi thriller for the whole family, Final Frequency, from the Faith filmmakers at 8168 Productions. Dove Awards says this is a family-friendly thrill ride to the finish. Movie Guide says the jeopardy is constant throughout, has a strong moral worldview, and affirms the idea that all men are created equal. In other words, not the evolutionary idea that we're just a product of time and chance. The Lost Notebook of Nikola Tesla, with dangerous formulas, may fall into the hands of the evolutionary elite scientists. They want to start a new world order where elites rule and common folk aren't valued. The elites plan to use Tesla's formulas to set off an earthquake under L.A. and take out a G20 meeting. It's up to the common folk to do it. A grad student, a campus cop, a deaf army vet, and some live-action role players. Or else half of downtown could collapse. Final Frequency, playing exclusively at SalemNow.com and the Salem Now mobile app. I think I need to see that movie. That sounds pretty exciting. Final Frequency, SalemNow.com. Don't you dare miss it. Here's a headline over at the New York Post online. Joe Rogan gets COVID-19 after urging listeners not to get the vaccine. I mean, Is that fair? Joe Rogan has said, and this is a quote, "I'm not an anti-vax person. I said I believe they're safe, and I encourage many people to take them. My parents were vaccinated. I just said that if you're a young, healthy person, that you don't need it." Does that make Joe Rogan anti-vax? I mean, that's the New York Post headline. I'm reading this right here on Twitter. Joe Rogan gets COVID after urging listeners not to get the vaccine. All right, that's the headline. Here's the reality. Here's Joe Rogan, and this is a direct quote. "I'm not an anti-vax person. I said I believe they're safe, and I encourage many people to take them. My parents were vaccinated. I just said that if you're a young, healthy person, that you don't need it." I don't know. I mean, I guess we're splitting hairs here. I ostensibly, he's encouraging young, healthy people, I guess, not to take it. Although, I would think Joe Rogan believes in freedom. You're free to decide whether you want it or not. That's what we're about. Why are people pitted as either pro-vax or anti-vax? There's no in between. How about being pro-freedom or pro-tyranny? That's what it comes down to. Am I pro-vax because I elected to get vaccinated? When I turn around and I say, I respect your freedom to make a decision about, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. 22 minutes before the hour, we're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Let's go back to your phone calls, talk about this 5-4 Supreme Court ruling. Heather, you're next. Hey, Heather, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I just had a question. I'm a mother of three, conservative, and, you know, we're trying to instill the Christian values in our family and in our kids, but how can we push for pro-life when we kill criminals? How is that different?
You mean the capital punishment versus abortion argument?
Yes, yes.
Well,
it's so hard to... Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Listen, I believe in capital punishment. I also believe in a strong pro-life ideology. But it's a good philosophical argument. I get it. I mean, you can consistently say I'm pro-life and I'm against the death penalty. I believe that there are crimes for which the ultimate punishment should be reserved. But I respect the view that somebody like you says I'm pro-life across the board, and I do respect that. I really do.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Mark, you're up. Hey, Mark, welcome aboard.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, bud?
Good. How you doing, sir?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I was just wanting to ask you, do you ever think that there's a time where an abortion should be allowed? Now, I'm against abortion across the board, but I'm just curious.
Well, the argument, and we've had this philosophical. It's interesting that people want to have a philosophical abortion argument today. And that ship has sailed. Abortion has been the law of the land for decades, and now, of course, comes a question of whether or not Americans want to repeal Roe versus Wade. There is an interesting philosophical question about the exemption we always talk about in terms of rape and incest, and that's a very interesting. Philosophical argument you could have. If a woman is tragically raped and at 5 months of pregnancy or 6 months of pregnancy or 7 months of pregnancy decides to get an abortion, is that baby inside her womb any less of a human than somebody down the street who conceived a baby that wasn't forcible? Why is that baby less of a human if it's the product of a rape? And, you know, pro-life organizations have even spotlighted people, adults, who are productive, happy, grateful members of society who were the product of a rape. So that's a little bit back to Heather's consistency test about being pro-life on the abortion issue but pro-capital punishment. Meanwhile, just this awful story. I hadn't heard about, didn't read about this Connecticut trooper until a couple of hours ago, but a Connecticut trooper losing his life during these storms. Biden is using, shamefully trying to use Hurricane Ida and the storm and this flooding that the Northeast suffered through to advance his goofy climate change, climate crisis agenda. He's using Ida as a way to push his $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
The past few days of Hurricane Ida and the wildfires in the West and the unprecedented flash floods in New York and New Jersey is yet another reminder that these extreme storms and the climate crisis are here. We need to be much better prepared. We need to act. When Congress returns this month, I'm going to press further action on my Build Back Better plan. That's going to make historic investments in electrical infrastructure, modernizing our roads, bridges, our water systems, sewer and drainage systems, electric grids and transmission lines, and make them more resilient to these superstorms and wildfires and floods that are going to happen with increasing frequency and ferocity.
Yeah, fires, the floods, the locusts, it's all climate change, man-made climate change. Tucker Carlson had a great analysis last night about tying infrastructure to Hurricane Ida.
At least 45 deaths. Now, why did those people die? Well, Democrats in Congress know why they died. It turns out that their trillion-dollar infrastructure bill, which could have prevented the storms, and all human unhappiness, by the way, hasn't yet passed.
Global warming is upon us, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse unless we do something about it. And that's why it's so imperative to pass the two bills, the infrastructure bill and the budget reconciliation bill.
I am the Senate Majority Leader, and I will say literally anything. That is the message. Meanwhile, Sandy Cortez, who has a PhD dissertation not yet complete in saying absolutely anything, tweeted that a Green New Deal, her Green New Deal, would have prevented this storm and all storms and death itself.
One of the funniest takes came from Molly Hemingway, one of my favorite voices over the Federalist on Fox News.
President Biden wants to focus on Hurricane Ida because I think he views it as the one disaster that our country is dealing with that is not the result of his own administration's incompetence or policies. We have so many problems, whether it's the southern border, which is completely porous as a result of the Biden policies, or inflation, which is a result of Biden economic policies, or foreign policy, where we have North Korea rattling its cage and China continuing its aggression, or the disaster in Afghanistan, which what this phone call shows is that the withdrawal was, like so many other parts of the war, communicated to the American public with lies.
She's right. She's absolutely right. But the sun is shining. There's some good news. I'm feeling inspired today. I hope you are too. Just got a text message from somebody who saw the picture of my son Trevor's car. We posted it. What was the keyword, guys? We sent out car, I think. If you text car to 1-800-655-MIKE, I'll send you back a picture of my son Trevor's vehicle. He was in a head-on crash in early August. He's recovering. His wrist is healing. His legs are healing. He's ready to go back to school and teach again in Texas. And I'm so thankful for your prayers. I'm so appreciative of your support. His house is being readied for the wheelchair, the ramps. Compassion Construction there in North Texas is doing the job. Real thrilled. And Trevor, of course, is enjoying his MyPillow products. Don't forget the My Slippers. These are amazing, comfortable slippers. You're going to save 50% off the regular price when you enter the promo code MikeG. Go to MyPillow.com. Support Mike Lindell. Get a pillow. Might be payday today. Get the Giza Dream Sheets. 50% off right now. The sale of the year. MyPillow.com. Promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com. Promo code MikeG. And again, or 800-928-6034. And thanks for MyPillow, making sure my son Trevor is sleeping well with his MyPillow products. You want to see his car, check it out. Just text CAR to 1-800-655-6453. But prepare yourself. It's bad.
Mike Gallagher.
Continuing on this Friday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show, I always love warriors, and sometimes warriors are restaurant owners. like the owner of Kellogg's Diner in Brooklyn, New York, Irene Sidorakis, who is suing the mayor of New York over the way she's being treated, all under the guise of COVID. Here's my conversation with Irene. So walk us through your story, Irene, and tell us why you're challenging New York, and tell us how these requirements have impacted Kellogg's Diner in Brooklyn.
So I first want to let everybody know that I'm not against this vaccine or any vaccine that right. can save lives. But I don't want to be forced to take this vaccine or force anybody to take a vaccine they don't want to put in their body. Now, these mandates, like you asked me, what have they done to me? The first mandates, there was no protection put on us. So once these lockdowns were taken off, we started getting sued because we defaulted in our contracts. We couldn't afford all these big rents that we had or these mortgages that we had because we had no business. We were only doing delivery and takeout. We weren't doing the volume that we normally do on without a pandemic happening, nowhere near it. Nowhere even close to that. All we could afford at the time was food bills and payroll. And it was horrendous. I didn't have the option to put tables outside. Very little. Like, I had a little driveway. You know, I'm on top of a train station. I'm on a corner that is so dangerous, an intersection. So I didn't even have that option that others also had to even, you know, do some business outside.
Right.
Everything was just takeout and delivery for me. It was very difficult. I now face a $1.4 judgment against me.
$1.4
million? $1.4 million, Mike. Okay. And already my struggles, I already had struggles from before. This is what they don't understand. They don't understand the struggles we go through. Everybody, they don't sit and think about the struggles a family has. And my struggles are even more compared to others. I lost my husband. I'm a single mom with four kids. Like, enough already.
Yeah.
Let me live. Let me feed my children. And now these new mandates, again, with no protection. We are violating New York City human rights laws if we comply with this. I'm not complying.
You're like the voice of Americans who are saying, you're not going to tell me how I can choose to live my life or run my business. Irene, I don't understand. You have to help me understand the $1.4 million in that you're facing. How does an owner of a beloved diner like Kellogg's Diner in Brooklyn rack up $1.4 million that they say you owe the government?
Because when you buy a business, you have a lease, you have a mortgage, you conduct contracts. There's rules on those contracts. And when you default on those contracts, you will lose in court if you defaulted.
Right, right.
And I lost.
And you lost.
There was no protection put on us that because of this pandemic, they're not allowed to do that to me. They didn't put that protection on me. And that's why I was complaining. Like, okay, you want all these mandates? You want all this? You want protect us, compensate us. There is no protection. So I'm not gonna get sued again. And first of all, I will not discriminate. I am a person of unity. This mandate is causing division. It's causing danger to me because people are angry out there. I'm going to be at the door facing angry people? Me? And no, I'm sorry. My children already told me we don't want you to go to work. I can't go forward like this. I can't have my kids in fear. What if someone hurts mommy? What if someone gets angry with her and puts it on her because she's telling him no at the door? I'm not going to put myself in that situation It is not my job to police people. It is my job to employ people, make communities grow, and feed my children, and raise them to be responsible human beings in life. That is my job. My job is not to do the mayor's job, okay? We put him in that place to serve us. We want to be governed and not dictated to.
That's a brave, courageous fighter. Thanks for joining us. Have a safe, happy Labor Day long weekend. Eric Hansen on Monday with the big Best Of show, and we'll be back in the studio Tuesday. I'm Mike Gallagher. Keep fighting the good fight. God bless America.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.